Good morning and welcome to our daily devotional on Monday the 14th of September. A moment of silence as we enter God's presence. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Turn to us again, O God, our Saviour, and let your anger cease from us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Your salvation is near for those that fear you, that glory may dwell in our land. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 101. I will sing of your love and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk in my house with blameless heart. I will set before my eyes no vile thing. The deeds of faithless men I hate, they will not cling to me. Men of perverse heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. Whoever slanders his neighbour in secret, him will I put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, him will I not endure. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. The canticle for today is the Te Deum, and I will read part one. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the whole church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The reading appointed for today continues with the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, beginning at verse 36. It describes a disagreement between Paul and Barnabas. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord, and see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them, but Paul did not think it wise to take him, because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. He came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in that area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they travelled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. After the reading, the Canticle of Vanity. O come, let us sing out to the Lord. Let us shout in triumph to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and cry out to him joyfully in psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are all the depths of the earth, and the peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it. His hands moulded dry land. Come, let us bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Today, if only you would hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as you did in the wilderness, when your forebears tested me, put me to the proof, though they had seen my works. 40 years long I loathed that generation and said, it is a people who do err in their hearts, for they do not know my ways, of whom I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray for the church entrusted to the disciples, and the world into which they were sent. As Jesus called the 12 to be disciples, make all members of the church faithful followers in the way that he taught. Strengthen the hope and love that belongs to Christian people. Help us to share God's love with others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. By the Holy Spirit, bring the radiance of your love into the hearts of all those who do not know you. Make the gospel known to those who wander as lost sheep in the world. Open our eyes to recognize the needs of others who come close to us. And as we go on our way, fill us with a desire to speak the good news of the kingdom of God and tell people of your blessings to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Relieve and comfort those who suffer from any kind of sickness. We think of those suffering the effects of the coronavirus, those in hospital, those at home, those in nursing homes, those recovering from the virus. We ask you to bless those who care for them and empower them with a new hope. Help them to get through the distress of looking after a loved one and seeing them suffer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As the living received your divine compassion in their suffering, we ask you to grant mercy to those who have died and are now gathered in your eternal kingdom. Help us, Lord, to answer your call, to spread your word. We pray that all we may do and say may truly be in your name. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Go now with love in your hearts, light in your eyes, and life in your souls. Go in the service of Christ, to proclaim what he has done for you and share what he has given. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those whom you love, this day and always. Amen.